What if everything you've been taught about who you are is merely an illusion? Wayne Dyer challenges our most fundamental assumptions about identity by suggesting we are not our bodies, possessions, or social roles. These physical forms are merely temporary vessels, like an astronaut spacesuit, that house our true essence. When you look at your aging hands with their brown spots and loosening skin, remember this is just packaging, not who you truly are. Most people remain trapped in various formations without realizing there's something beyond form. Like wind that can't be touched but whose effects are undeniable, our true nature exists beyond physical appearance. Everything that's ever happened to you exists only as thought. It's no longer physically accessible. Your entire past is just thought, nothing more. Why feel guilty about something that's purely mental? Just as it makes no sense to feel guilty about events from thousands of years ago, it's equally pointless to dwell on this morning's events. Both are equally over. Similarly, your future exists only as thought. Since both past and future are merely thought constructs, all that truly exists is now. We can only live in this moment, though we often waste it worrying about things beyond our control. The solution is simple. Just stop. You control your thoughts. No one else does. Evaluate whether your life is serving you. Maintain perspective by remembering that deadlines, possessions, and achievements aren't worth destroying your peace. Death shouldn't frighten us when we're truly awake. Everything constantly transitions. That's our universe's nature. People who've had near-death experiences learn to value each day, but we shouldn't need such extremes to live authentically. Consider living as if today were your last day. In sleep, we leave form and enter non-form, pure thought. Dreams show us a realm without beginning or end, cause and effect, time or death. They teach us that obstacles are opportunities. In dreams, we create whatever we need, sprouting wings or gills to overcome barriers. Spiritual transformation requires three interconnected keys. First, banish doubt, the most critical step. Higher awareness requires belief in its possibility. As you think, so shall you be. When thoughts contain doubt, we act accordingly. See the divine unfolding in everyone and everything. Second, become the witness, a compassionate observer watching from outside your form. As Khalil Gibran wrote, "For in truth, it is life that gives unto life, while you, who deem yourself a giver, are but a witness." Third, silence the mind's chatter. The mind has layers: surface turbulence, thoughts, analysis below, synthesis deeper down, and finally the divine space of emptiness. By descending through these layers, you reach where God's one and only voice is silence. After banishing doubt, cultivating the witness, and quieting the mind, you must tame the ego, which fights against higher awareness. The ego has seven characteristics. 1, it's your false self, not your eternal self. 2, it teaches separation from the divine and others. 3, it convinces you of your specialness. 4, it's easily offended. 5, it fears your connection to your higher self. 6, it thrives on consumption and comparison. 7, it's insane, believing itself to be something it's not. Like cells in a healthy body cooperating harmoniously, humans are meant to function as an interconnected whole. Disease occurs when cells lose reference to the whole, just as social discord happens when individuals forget their connection to humanity. Though we appear separate, we're fundamentally connected at a profound level. Each person is essential to complete humanity, like pieces in a jigsaw puzzle. Science increasingly confirms what metaphysics has taught. At the subatomic level, particles are mysteriously interconnected and purposeful. When you cultivate inner harmony, you can respond with love even to hostility, recognizing that people's negative behaviors reflect their roles rather than your worth. Awakening brings understanding that there's a divine order to everything, with each person having a specific purpose, what Hindu tradition calls dharma. By trusting in the divine intelligence within us rather than worrying about external validation, we find serenity. This approach transforms performance and reduces anxiety. When we focus on service to others rather than personal success, universal intelligence supports us. The fundamental question for a meaningful life is whether we're improving others' lives, not how much we accumulate. We're all in the people business, regardless of our specific occupation. When we shift from focusing on personal gain to serving others, we create ripples of goodwill that eventually return to us. In our possession-obsessed society, we must remember we can't truly own anything. We arrive empty-handed and leave the same way. Western society programs us for perpetual striving rather than arriving, always focused on the next milestone. We miss the wisdom that these are the good old days because we're constantly future-focused, doomed to eternal frustration rather than an appreciation of anything. Consciousness exists on three levels: dreaming consciousness, bottom rung, waking consciousness, middle, and a higher level beyond waking, top. We create everything we need at our current consciousness level. Life is like an 80-year dream rather than an 8-hour one. Being attached to possessions in this dream is as absurd as being attached to things in your nighttime dreams. There's a place in our waking consciousness with no limits, the state of the waking dreamer. The human mind possesses incredible power to manifest change and even perform miracles. Whatever form you inhabit is part of your life's curriculum. Judging it only prevents your awakening. When you understand this truth, you'll realize that thoughts are things that can be changed, and your perception, always within your control, is the key to transformation. Remember, you can't own anything permanently. All you have is now. When you find yourself slipping back into believing material concerns are supremely important, return to the present moment. When fully awake and enlightened, you receive powerful blessings through your higher self. Stress dramatically reduces as you realize self-centeredness creates tension. Without rigid preferences, you become unattached to outcomes, protecting your physical health. Resentment disappears as you stop finding occasions for offense. You recognize that the divine plan works and yours doesn't. You discover your life's purpose and make it your primary motivator. Loneliness becomes impossible as you recognize our fundamental oneness and see through eyes of love rather than fear. To create this awakened life, practice daily rituals. Remind yourself of your divine mission and serve others selflessly. Maintain a clear vision of what you want to materialize. Converse privately with the divine. Remove the concept of enemy from your thoughts. Practice surrender through your heart. Allow daily time for silence. Share possessions to lighten your load. And focus on what pleases you, knowing what you attend to expands. In doing so, you don't just find heaven after death. You create it right here, right now.